slicing and dicing should be done with a knife, not with your tongue. This is J.D. Ratzlaff with a life lesson from Sharon Hart's ministry. Have you ever heard someone say something that really took your breath away? The words penetrated your heart and you were offended. Was it directly spoken to you or something that you overheard that tore at your heart? Oh, you wanted to backlash with some slicing and dicing words. Words matter because they express what we believe in our hearts. And hearts matter because from the heart comes all the issues of life. We can damage relationships when we offend with our words. My heart, under any attack for any reason, cannot understand why the put-downs and the derogatory comments were made. Was it because the person speaking was overworked and overwhelmed, so I just overlooked it? The person speaking had certain plans, and I messed them up? You know, when someone offends with harsh words and displays an insensitive heart, I need to know how to respond to those offensive people without a critical attitude. Colossians 3:12 offers me that option by staying unoffended. If I will put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another, and forgiving one another? Oh, impossible? Yes, it is. Unless I know the God that gives the command also provides the power to live out this command by His strength. I do know my God, and I'm learning to live the impossible as my life lesson today. For more life lessons, visit SharonHearts.org.